Question 19. In real life, most motor acts are perceptual in nature. Sports, driving a car, and walking down a busy street all require considerable cognitive control. Vertical jumping provides a good example. In the lab, vertical jumping is not considered a perceptual motor skill. There is little cognitive effort, no reaction to a stimulus, and minimal precision and minimal manual dexterity is needed. On the other hand, vertical jumping in a soccer game as part of a heading movement is psychomotor. The player must anticipate ball trajectory, time the jump, jostle for position, and consider where to head the ball. The jump, therefore, is a complex movement, requiring more than explosive muscle strength to be carried out successfully. This suggests that it is the perceptual part that determines the efficiency and appropriateness of a motor act.